Art. In modern times, all of the other hard sciences, from chemistry to astronomy to biology, are anchored to physics in such a way that physics has been called the king of the sciences. Interestingly, Leonardo da Vinci claimed, "Art is the queen of all sciences." Being a form of insight, physics is a form of art. Both disciplines are investigations into the nature of reality. Today, physics and art are revealing their interconnectedness such that we are participating in some sort of royal alchemical marriage, a conjoining of the opposites, involving the symbolic coming together of king and queen. Art teaches us a new way to see the world. Physics formulates a new way to think about the world. Maybe seeing and thinking aren't that different. Due to the creative nature of scientific theories, Baum refers to these theories as art forms. Though quantum physics is a manifestation of the hardest of hard science, the boundary between quantum theory being science or a uniquely creative art form becomes blurred. Are the most creative quantum theorists scientists, artists, dreamers, or an admixture of all three? Baum was of the opinion that this division of art and science was temporary. It didn't exist in the past, and there's no reason why it should go on in the future. As an art form, quantum physics is reflecting back to us the part of ourselves that is a creator of our experience. Einstein once remarked, "The greatest scientists are artists as well." Heisenberg writes that the history of the development of physics appears not unlike the history of other intellectual fields, for instance, the history of art. For even in these other fields, the concern is ultimately with no other goal than that of illuminating the world, even if it be the world within us. Oftentimes, breakthroughs in both art and physics happen simultaneously, as if artists and physicists were tapping into the same non-local realization, but expressing and symbolizing their insights differently through their seemingly disparate mediums. For example, some of the most stunning examples of groundbreaking art in Western history were made at the turn of the 20th century, which was the same time that the ground broke open, leaving no ground to stand on, in the field of physics via the theories of relativity and quantum physics. Abstract painting appeared on the scene at the same time that a deeper dimension of abstract thinking emerged in the field of physics. Are these merely coincidences, or were artists and physicists plugging into something similar but from different perspectives? In his book, Art and Physics, Parallel Visions in Space, Time, and Light, Leonard Schlain presents the thesis that revolutionary art often anticipates visionary physics. Artists can be picking up, pointing out, preparing for, and helping to bring into actualization changes that are already taking place in the collective unconscious of humanity. The role of the creative individual is to reveal what is lying dormant in the unconscious. Oftentimes, artists give voice to what others only dream. It is common for art historians, however, to emphasize past styles that have influenced the work of artists. Not as often is it pointed out that their work might be presciently anticipating the future of other disciplines, such as physics, as though artists were living oracles divining what is yet to come, the canaries in the coal mine of humanity, so to speak. To quote Heisenberg, "In the middle of the 19th century, when the growth of mechanical engineering began, there were few indeed, mostly artists, painters, and poets, who could sense the first invasion of extremely dangerous demonic forces into human life. It was the creative and artistically inclined individuals who were intuiting that the genie was beginning to be let out of the bottle and could be used either for the benefit or detriment of humanity." Both art and physics attempt to speak about matters that do not yet have words. This is why their languages are so poorly understood by people outside their fields. Radical innovations in art embody preverbal stages of new ideas, and hence, new ways of looking at the world that could eventually transform a civilization. Whether as an infant, adult, or collectively as a planetary culture at large, a new way to think about reality begins with a contemplation and assimilation of new images. Interestingly, the word imagine literally means to make an image. Over time, these new images can help us see through our unconscious, unquestioned assumptions and begin to develop a new language that is descriptive of our new vision. This new language is art. Schlain opens his book on art and physics by quoting artist and social critic James Baldwin. The purpose of art is to lay bare the questions that have been hidden by the answers. I imagine John Wheeler would have approved.